Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. Over the past decade, China has rapidly increased its investment in Africa. In Zambia, Chinese businesses are helping the billion-dollar copper industry lift the country out of poverty. But as a recent Human Rights Watch report found, these Chinese businesses have also forced Zambian miners into difficult and sometimes dangerous working conditions. Matt Wells is an Africa researcher for Human Rights Watch.
Often the first thing you hear from the Zambian workers is, look, we appreciate that they have, you know, both saved jobs and that new jobs are being created. But then that's inevitably followed in every interview but the conditions, the way that we're treated, are just unlike anything that exists in the Zambian copper mining industry. Such blatant disregard for health and safety. And I think that's where you see really that they've exported, you know, not only the substantial investment, but also conditions that plague the mining industry in China.
I think many people think of this whole China in Africa phenomenon as a new thing. And you're talking about it being something that has some historical roots.
It certainly has historical roots, particularly in Zambia and a couple other countries. Without a doubt, it's expanded over the last decade. And there's been, you know, for the first real time, an engagement in terms of long-term investment and the direct employment of a large number of local laborers, local workforce.
How much are people in Zambia talking about this? How much is it becoming sort of a movement in Zambia?
In late September, a new government was elected in Zambia. A longtime opposition politician, Michael Sata, who since really the mid-2000s has been very critical of the Chinese company's labor practices in Zambia, was elected president. Immediately upon being elected, he promised to enforce the labor laws in the country and improve the lives of average Zambians, particularly in the mining industry, which is the lifeblood, really, of the Zambian economy. And a couple weeks later, I think, you know, spurred by this change in government, there were massive strikes across the country, particularly acute in the Chinese-run copper mines. And, you know, the workers were primarily demanding for better pay, along with a number of other improvements and conditions, which was followed by at least 1,000 being fired. And the government quickly intervened and pressured the companies to reinstate the workers and to go to negotiations and talk through a lot of the conditions that we speak about in our report. And the Chinese-run companies agreed to reinstate the workers, and they'll now go to negotiations in the beginning of November. So it's a very interesting time, and I think in many ways an ideal time for us to be releasing this report.
And what are the conditions that you found in Zambian copper mines?
We should say that, you know, underground mining, copper mining, is dangerous to begin with. There are deaths every year in Zambia, very serious injuries from, you know, rock falls, from electrocutions underground, long-term health consequences, especially lung disease from the conditions underground. So this is it's a dangerous work environment to begin with. And then you have often the Chinese managers forcing workers to work in places that the workers reasonably think are unsafe. It's clear that they're unsafe. A company safety officer has perhaps confirmed it's unsafe, and yet the Chinese manager forces them to go ahead because it's too much of a burden to stop production to deal with safety issues first. And this, of course, then leads to more accidents and health consequences. You know, one of them described essentially, you know, getting so tired at work that then you become lax in what you're doing, and then that led to an acid burn that he'd suffered. And, you know, several others spoke of similarly, that these long hours, it's not only how draining and illegal they are in and of themselves, but also then the health consequences and accidents that they inevitably lead to that then create much longer-term consequences as well.
And what do the workers do when they are injured or when there is a problem on site?
Often the Chinese managers will bribe a worker who suffered an injury to not report the injury to the government's mine safety department. So they, you know, the wages at the Chinese-run companies tend to be the lowest in the copper belt by far. And so it's been quite easy to then pay a person off to not report an injury when it takes place, which then just reinforces the poor safety practices that plague these companies.
if a worker is able to get a complaint to the Zambian government or whatever body is in place to hear the complaints, can they get redress there?
Part of the reason why this is so interesting is there is a strong tradition of unions. There's a strong tradition of mining regulation in the country. And in many ways, it's the country that should provide some of the most protections for its local workforce. But they've still continued to fall through the cracks. They've still continued to be exploited and abused by these investors. And a lot of it is because the Mine Safety Department, which is the government body tasked with regulating and monitoring the industry, has been almost wholly ineffective. So it's incredibly underfunded. It's understaffed. They put on a hiring freeze a couple years ago, and so they now have only about a third of their positions filled. On top of that, you repeatedly hear miners refer to them as corrupt and willing to, you know, turn the other way in regards to these horrible safety practices that are taking place in the Chinese-run mines.
What's the dynamic between the Zambian government and these Chinese mines?
The previous government was very close to the Chinese-run companies and to the Chinese government more generally. You know, workers would tell me that the Chinese managers would directly say to them, you know, your government's in our pockets, you have nowhere to go, you have no one to complain to. I think, you know, that hopefully will change with the new government. It's an important moment right now for the government to assert itself, to show that these laws and regulations that are strong on paper will finally be enforced, and that the Chinese, as well as the other companies that are there, will have to play by the rules, and they'll have to protect their workers at the same time as they're making, you know, often quite substantial profits off the copper. It is the lifeblood of the Zambian economy. It's 75% of the country's exports are copper, and it provides, you know, some estimates are 2/3 of the entire Zambian government's revenue. It's the engine of the country. In particular, over the past year, you've had soaring copper prices. A number of people are benefiting from the copper mining industry. Unfortunately, the workers themselves in these mines haven't received the benefit themselves.
What you found in Zambia, how does it differ, or how is it like other situations where there's a significant Chinese investment?
The investment as a whole shouldn't be demonized. I think, you know, there's been a tendency to create this kind of faux paradigm of good Western investment versus bad Chinese investment, which shouldn't be the case. There is a real potential for the Chinese investment to, you know, positively impact the lives of those on the ground, but in order to do so, they have to abide by both the national laws and by the international laws. And the point is the local government enforcing these norms? Is it playing its role in protecting, you know, its citizens' rights? And if the Zambian government or other African governments enforce their labor norms, if they enforce their human rights norms regarding these companies, then, you know, I think the Chinese will play ball. The Chinese will follow enforced laws. The question then is whether governments are willing and able to protect their workers' rights.
That was Matt Wells, Africa researcher at Human Rights Watch. For more information on Chinese copper mines in Zambia, visit hrw.org. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. You can find us on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.